Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and the Law of Attraction Blend with Elisa and Elizabeth. So my name is Elisa.
Well, you already said my name.
No, but I had said who you were.
Okay. My name is Elizabeth. What is this show about?
Well, Elizabeth, this show is one part numerology.
Wow. And you know what? It's also one part channeling.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Well,
and you know what else?
I have a feeling.
Me too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it
and it's all intuition.
It's all intuition.
Wow. Okay.
It
clearly,
is all intuition. That's pretty cool.
Yes, Miss Thing. Clearly, we're in a silly mood. Clearly. My guess is that you didn't really get a whole lot of sleep and you're just punchy.
I got crazy sleep. I got sleep and then I stayed up late because I got a lot of sleep. And
I'm just punchy.
I feel like I got sleep. Yeah, I got sleep and I'm punchy. It's just that time for me to be punchy.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. No, it's good though. It's good. There's a lot of... we always talk about this, that there's just a lot of upheaval, a lot of shifting, and it was really funny because the alleged rapture was supposed to have happened already. And
well, maybe it did happen, and we're the ones that are left, and we got to tough it out.
Well, that's okay. You know, I got my girl. It's all good. So
I know. It's all good.
Yeah, so I took my youngest son to an outdoor kiddie party, so one of his little friends. And I was hanging out with one of the parents and one of the few cool parents that I like to hang out with. And we were talking about the rapture and stuff. And for a joke, he had his clock set for 6 o'clock because that's what 6 o'clock was. And I said, damn, we're not even having a drink or nothing. that's just wrong. We're just watching these kids running around. Like, I'm a loser. But and then at 6:01, we just started laughing. Like, okay. We thought that was very funny. But there's you just have to laugh at everything. You have to be silly. There's lots of things are afoot. And it's demonstrated really by a lot of the communication that we're having with our listeners, whether it's on the phone, chat, or email. And it's great because it gives us a starting point to really discuss the chaos. And I love that we're sort of setting the tone with just being silly, because at the end of the day, sometimes silly is like a really good place to kind of deal with all of this stuff.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So we're both kind of in our silly, punchy kind of state. We had, before I deal with I bring up to you and I'll read you the emails, Elisa, but remember we had so much activity with the last shows. I might get the name wrong, but I believe we had a beautiful phone call from someone. I think it was Terry, and she was, think it was somebody by the name of Terry, and she was talking about all this quantum shifting, and she described this energetic experience that she had with being in the middle of the earth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that was Terry, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I had something kind of similar happened, I guess, 2 days ago, where I very much knew my collective were like, okay, we're going to be giving you more and more and more access to open up to the line of communication. And literally, it was this kind of out-of-body experience where they were literally downloading information, and it was violet color, downloading violet energy into my brain. And I'm like, okay, nobody here but us chickens, you know, let me just like not resist and take it in and trust it. So that's, I'm very curious to see what today's channel is going to be like, because I feel like there's another layer of clearing that has taken place. The other thing, and maybe you can speak on this before we get to our emails that were pending from the last show, I so appreciate, you did something really cool for me. You had sent me instructions on how to invite the archangels in, and that you had gotten from a friend.
Right.
And you can just briefly explain what that is, but what I want to say before you get into that, so people know what we're talking about, is tomorrow is the day that I release them to the three names on my list, which you'll explain in a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know about your experience with that, but I have to say the energy in my home and therefore the relationship dynamics in my home have definitely been elevated. And there's a lighter, right? And there's a lighter quality. And I think that's why I'm more open and receptive to the silly, joyous energy. Silly is just a sloppy name for joy. You know, I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's like silly is joy with a few drinks in it. So so I feel that that there's no accident that that's kind of tied into that as well. Did you notice that? Because I know you sent them off to me after 3 days. Did you kind of feel like the space was changed, the dynamic?
I for me, it's so weird. I'm not always so attuned to that kind of energy.
Right.
Because, you know, half the time I'm lucky to be home.
True.
Although I did spend a lot of time at home, and I felt fine, you know? Like, I think for me it's more in my frame of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt it's almost like maybe it could be that placebo effect, like, oh, this is supposed to help me. But
sure.
It helps, you know.
If you're
going to be, again, we talk about pivoting and what are we focusing on? And I always felt, because I had that candle, the candle was always in my room. There was always a reminder of, yeah, you know, they're here. And, you know, even if you forgot to do the candle, it's the fact that you've already done, there's a whole thing
ritual
to do. It's not, it's not tons to do, but there's something that you're really thinking about it, and you're doing it, and you're there, and you're present. And I know that my cats really liked being particularly in the room where where I lit that candle, where I had my little altar set up. It was in my bedroom, and they tend to like to hang out there too anyway. But even during the day when they're usually, you know, they're usually out, you know, sunning themselves in the outside, outdoors. You know, they were right there, like, no, we like it here.
Well, they were gravitating toward the light of the lightness of the energy coming in. And even on, I think it was on Friday, it was so great, you called out of the blue, and it was actually so wonderful that you called, because we actually had a brainstorming session for what we're doing with Law of Attraction Blend. We were actually building a website, and we have some goodies that eventually, when we're ready, we'll let you guys know. But we just started to work on it. And even when we were working on it, where my altar is placed is right above my workstation in my home office. And me and a dear friend who helps me with all of my business stuff, we definitely felt like, okay, we didn't smoke anything funny, and we didn't drink anything with anything in it, and we definitely felt like, So it was fun. It was fun, and then these other things were happening, and I'll talk to you about it off the air. But these other things happened that were symbols and definitely indicators that keep going. This is the right way. This is the direction to go in. We're going to give you these little surprises to tell you to keep it up. So I do think the vibration, anything to lift the vibration, doesn't matter if it's a ritual, what have you. But why don't you just explain real quick what we're talking about, and then we'll get into these emails.
Okay, sure. And this could be coming around to people, to different people, because it's sent via email.
Right.
Sometimes you get these chain emails, and you're like, whatever. But this one is really neat. It's not really a chain email, but they do want you to send it along. But you just pick three people that you'd like to invite, the angels. And the thing is, you know, you do want to send it along. Once after you get it, send it along, because they need some time to prepare for some of the things to invite in the archangels. And so one of them, as Elizabeth had mentioned, was to create an altar. And so there's a number three that factors in. There are three people you want to line up. You host the angels for 3 days, and then you let them go to three additional, you know, so it's kind of neat.
Cool.
But there's, you know, there's a candle, a candle that you bless. You can just say, I bless this candle, and
right.
So a white candle.
Yep.
White flowers or a white plant with white
yep.
flowers, put that
yep.
next to the white candle. And that was the fun part because, you know, I received that angel vase, and so I wanted to get flowers
I know,
anyway.
I thought of you. I said, I know her flowers in that vase.
They are.
Oh.
Well, the main flowers are in that vase, but then I took one of those flowers and put it in a cup that's, again, from my friend Lois. She has these little plastic, white plastic cups that have her her logo, which is Angelic Beings of Light.
Perfect.
Enterprises is what it is. So there's
nice.
An angel on there. So I put that in. And so that was all of that was a pretty crowded altar. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, so was mine.
And so, so you have this, and also you're supposed to write a letter with three wishes.
Yep.
One for Mother Earth, one for your family, and one for you personally.
Yeah.
And you put that in an envelope, and you seal it, and then you put an apple on that, on top of that. So, but you know, you also greet the angels. There's a little incantation or just something you could say. And you, when this, you always light this candle, you light the candle. And if it burns down, you bless another one and you put that one on. And, I mean, you put it out when you're not home or whatever. But, I didn't have it burning when I was sleeping. Cause I thought,
no,
I
me neither. That makes me nervous. I'm like, angels, you understand. I'll bless you again in the morning.
Yeah,
I got kids.
Yeah.
I can't be, I live in New York. I don't need my building burning down. Yeah. No. They understand.
Yeah, and so it's nice. It's, you know, you can ask them questions. You know, it's almost like you can ask them any time, but especially now when you've invited them into your home and there's just this period of time, it's just being very aware
yeah.
that you have already raised your vibration and therefore, you know, it's a good time to start asking, you know, questions or just, you know, just you know, what's the next step or whatever. And sometimes it's just to be grateful. I think that was mostly the feeling that I had was, yeah, it feels nice because I'm aware. And I know they're here. I know they're here even if I don't light the candle. Even after these 3 days, I know they're here.
Of course.
But it was just really nice. And it was beautiful. I mean, I saw my flowers, you know, just looking at the flowers
yeah.
From the big bouquet. But then there are things that you do after the, you know, once you've figured out and you've given the heads up to the three friends that you want to send these angels to and you've got to know their addresses, that would be helpful. You can envision
right.
them, you know, envision the home. But when it's time, you can express your gratitude, for having the angels there, and you're actually opening your front door to your home.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
you let them in, and as you
let
them
out, right?
And then you burn the envelope with your wishes to free that energy. And then you can just let go of the ashes. They say put them in a stream of running water. Of course, if you're in the city, you can just.
They said it's
you know,
okay.
Use your sink, and that's
I'm
good.
Using,
yeah, and you express your gratitude. Yeah, then you can eat the apple, which mine was delicious. It was great.
They said to eat it, yeah. They said to eat the apple because there's all these extra nutrients and stuff in there.
Right. And then the flower that you had on the altar, you placed
oh, yeah.
outside. You returned to Mother Nature, so I did that. And that's that. So
cool.
And they're supposed to be there. It's 72 hours of hosting the angels, which
right.
is 3 days.
Yeah.
And
I say goodbye to mine tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Right. So it's
cool.
it's a really nice change of energy. And I will say, because I sent this to three people. You're one of them. My cousin Anna was another. And so Friday, I actually helped her out at the studio, and then. And then afterwards, we ran some errands, and then I actually went by. She said, you know, if you want to help out, you can, you know, help out with the kids. And I said, oh yeah, because anytime I can see her kids,
mm-hmm.
it's so much fun. And well, we were all tired, definitely. But her little one, Lily, was hey, and then she just came up and just rested on my shoulder
oh.
for a good it felt like 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, is she asleep? And they said, no, she's just hanging out with you. I said, well. Okay, so the angels were already at the house, you know.
Yeah,
already at the house, and
so
it was
beautiful.
It was just nice. It was really nice.
Yeah.
So
it does,
I like when we can attract, you know, that type of fun energy, and this is just, you know, the friend who sent it to me. She's a friend and a client, and she is very big with the angels, and she's got things she wants to do with her home. She wants to be able to sell it eventually and move on. And she it's a great house. I tell you, if I had, you know, if I had a big chunk of change in my pocket, I'd live there. But me and like 20 of my friends could live there.
Wow.
But it's a big house. But it was a beautiful gift, just that type of intention to send
yep.
out to people.
Yep.
It really is a beautiful gift. So my feeling is that you just wait for it. If it hasn't already reached you, it's probably going to come around.
Other people have, like, I invited three of my friends, and what was so great is that I got an email from my friend who said, oh, my goodness, I had received this invitation from someone I didn't know, so I said no thank you, but then I regretted it, so I'm so glad to have this opportunity again. So it is an email that's going around, but I thank you for making me one of the three people to be a recipient, and it's definitely has changed the elevated, I guess, the dynamic in my household where my kids aren't. I have two boys, so of course boys, you know, fight and they roughhouse or whatever. That's been really minimized. I mean, it's still going on, but really minimized, and I'm getting a little less eye rolling from the preteen. You know, and even like this point, Mom, are you okay? Mom, are you okay? He gave me a hug. I said, what? So, that I'm sold. Anyway, so we have two emails. One is pretty in-depth, and one is very general and very brief. Which would you like us to address, Elisa? The long one
Let's get the vague one done because
yeah, that'll be quick.
it'll be really quick. And again, if any of you are listening in, either in the chat room or are on the air on the phone, or even after the fact, and for any of you who are thinking about, you know, just you want to contact us, and you know, I put it in the chat room, you know, how to call us if you have a question. It's great when you do. We love to have people listen. We love to have people ask questions. Just realize that as vague as you want to get or as detailed as you want to get, it's just information that the energy that we can work with. So if it's really vague, you're going to get a vague reply in return because it's and obviously it's better if you can call in and we can have interaction with you, but generally, if it's just an email or if it's in a chat room, it does require a little bit more more attention to some details. So
we'll
just a heads up.
And also, since
all
it
right.
is Sunday, we'll stop taking questions probably by 10:40 so that I can get into the channel.
Yeah.
Because it was a little crazy last week. All right, so this is from Lynette, and I gave you her birthday, which is October 9th, and this is her question. Can you see any opportunities coming up for me this year at all? That's the question. The answer is yes. Go ahead, Elisa. That's the answer.
That is the answer, so we're good. No,
that's the answer, you can tell me about her year.
Yes, I'll base it basically on the personal year that Lynette entered back in October, and it will run through the 9th of October this year. The personal year for you, Lynette, is the number 4, and that is about creating opportunities. I mean, it's about laying some groundwork. So some of the things we just talked about, just with setting intentions and having, you know, like knowing the angels are around you and little rituals you can do, all that kind of lends itself to the number 4. It's good for any year, but in the number 4 year, you are learning about taking bits and pieces of information that you have been gathering over the past, you know, probably 2 years, but definitely last year, and then saying, well, what am I going to do with this sort of thing? Number 4 is about planning, and it's setting goals. So if you want opportunities, this is where you are. This is why we say yes, and it's not. It really isn't meant to be flip, but obviously, if it's going to be that vague, then yes, it's going to say yeah. You're going to. No one ever has no energy. That's kind of silly, or no opportunity or anything like that. So what I would say is, this is a period of time where really the work is on you, and I want you to lighten that conception of it being work. It's meant to be a lot of fun. So anything that you've been dreaming of, even if it's just just maybe an idea, I don't know, maybe I want to do this. Well, go ahead, and you've already probably done a little bit of groundwork, a little bit of due diligence, but go ahead and follow it. I mean, how does it feel to do these things, and how does it feel to even be in the process of doing them? Because that's going to fuel your energy and your drive. So I'm going to look forward to seeing what sorts of opportunities you had in mind, and then just look at what are you doing, what steps are you taking to get you in that feeling of, oh yeah, you know, this is why I wanted to do this. A lot of times we get involved in things, and all we remember is, man, it just took a lot of hard work. But then you have to remember why you wanted to go in that direction anyway. And sometimes that's the kick in the pants you need, or the gentle nudge, or the laughter that you need to decide, oh yeah, this is worth my time, and it's the phrase labor of love, but more energy on that love part than on the labor part, because you know if you want to go to the market, you have to somehow get there, and there's no wrong way. You can walk it, you can bike it, you can have someone pick you up and take you there, but you're gonna get there. That's where you really want to be. You're gonna get there, and it may not be like, it's only a 3-minute ride. It may be you go around the neighborhood a few times and you pick up some other people along the way. You just never know. But the whole process is meant to just keep you in tune with, oh, yeah, that was what I wanted to do. At the market, I'm going to do all these different things. There's never just the end place. There's always other things beyond that. So have fun with it. And, you know, Lynette's a Libra, so there's a lot of fun ideas that can come up with an air sign like that, and a lot of fun things that usually have to do with a lot of beauty and artistic things. So keep that in mind and enjoy it. So absolutely, you have opportunities coming up, and come October, you know, you're almost halfway through your year of planning. So whatever you've been planting, whatever you've been planning out, come October will be a shift, because now you have the opportunities to really walk your walk and to say, oh, I can really, I'm going to try these things out. I'm going to experience them. Number 5 is about experiences. So just pay attention to the plans you're making and be excited about them.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
That's beautiful, and I concur. So thank you for that, Lynette. Now let me read you this email from Jennifer. Okay, so I'm a 36-year-old woman, single mom to 5. So right there, girl, cut yourself a break. Mm-hmm. Number for the rest, like, cut it right. Just be nice to yourself, okay? I gave you her birthday, which is December 6th. And she says, all my life I have dealt with different spiritual pulls, blocks, and the like. I have very detailed dreams that I try to decipher myself, and usually are about my own metaphysical issues. After years and years of not being able to channel into this correctly, I have fallen into depression, panic, anxiety disorders, and other mental afflictions. Sometimes it feels as if the universe is against me. Like, no matter what I do, I never seem to gain ground. I'm always fighting to stay afloat, let alone get ahead. I need help. I've tried every avenue possible. Church, prayer, Western medicine, you name it, I've done it, and I can't get a grip. For about 3 months now, I wake up every night between 3 and 4 a.m. feeling very, very sick. Nauseous, panicked, lost, scared. I need help. Please, it's getting to the point that I can't live with this fight inside of me anymore. I want to encompass all this without forgetting my personal beliefs of God. Please help me. Now, this is some seriously profound energy coming in. And mm-hmm. Jennifer, I hope you're able to listen to the channel that we're going to do in a few minutes, because I already feel the energies of my collective very close to me with this. So I want to tell you, honey, in some aspects, I relate to several of these issues that you mentioned. And what I'm getting, and I don't think I'm going to say too much because I'm kind of saving it for the channel. If you can't listen to it live, download it, okay? This reminds me when I was in a very precarious, vulnerable, deeply vulnerable, exhausted state of knowing that I was really at a precipice and that I had to make a decision to no longer resist these energies that were literally flooding me. And some of the symptoms that you describe, I definitely have experienced. And Elisa can get more into this, but you talk about you mentioned the number three, that for 3 months now you wake up every night between 3 and 4. I definitely went through stuff like that. Many other people go through stuff like that. This is, the floodgates are coming in where you are now being conscious of your awakening self. And the one thing that I would say is I'm looking at your email right now, and if you could just flip the script and change some of these words to the opposite, that will be a good starting place. So I'll do this very quickly to show you what I mean, and then I want to have Elisa jump in with her spin on this. For instance, now when you talk about that you're dealing with different spiritual pulls, and then you call them pulls, then you call them blocks. They're pulls. There's nothing blocked. You just don't know. It's just you're trying to find your way out of the labyrinth, but you're blindfolded because all this happens in the inner planes, in the internal realms of our multidimensional experience. So, yes, there's spiritual pulls. You're being pulled. That's okay. They're not blocks. You're being pulled. It's just that you're blindfolded. And the thing is, you have these detailed dreams that you try to decipher yourself. Well, you know what? Just get a notebook, and if there's an image, just write the image down. That's it. Because we get this information like it's a treasure, like an old school pirate treasure map where there's pictures and we're trying to decode them. It's no different than trying to figure out a brain teaser or Mad Libs or something like that. So look at this. Take the heaviness out of it. And what was, I don't watch game shows, but what was that game show? I guess it's an old one that you had to like see what a picture read. Not Jeopardy, but you got to figure out a puzzle. That's the image I'm getting, that you have these pictures mixed with words, and then you have to decipher
like
what
Wheel
that
of Fortune
is.
Or something.
Maybe it's like Wheel of Fortune, something. But it's one of those
pick
things.
It's picking a letter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So just know that it's a puzzle and it's an adventure, and kind of what Elisa was talking about with Lynette's email, that just it's all an adventure, and keyword adventure. Okay, so just, you know, list the images when they come to you and let it go, because when you're in this dream state and you're saying, and I get this, that it's about your own metaphysical issues. I just said at the top of the show that I had this kind of crazy interdimensional experience where my collective, they were downloading information to my brain. Okay, anybody would think like, oh, that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And a few years ago, I was kind of like with you because I thought I was losing my mind. Now it's so refined to the point that I'm like a little sort of a little startled, a little taken aback, and then I stand receptive and I don't resist, and all is well because I know all is well. The universe is not conspiring against anybody. Unless you will the universe to do that as part of your path or part of your struggle. But you can flip the script and turn all of this to the opposite. And then you say, after years and years of not being able to channel into this correctly, there's no report card here. This is the space, this is the chasm between being in the conscious realm into being into the realm of accessing your gifts. I feel that you are a channel. I really do. Because the symptoms that you're describing are very much what I went through before I, and it took a couple years, so I get it, until I knew, I have kids, the whole thing, and I talk about this all the time, I knew that if I didn't allow myself to not resist the channeling, that if I just embraced it and took that horribly frightening step, that I would get very ill and I would not be in the physical and my kids would not have a mother. Okay, so the symptoms, I had them. I feel you're a channel and that you are now awakening in the darkness to get to that place. And you say you feel the universe is against you. No, it's not. And also you say, no matter what I do, I never seem to gain ground. I'm always fighting to stay afloat, let alone get ahead. Well, let's just release that to the angels. And it's just you're learning to see in the darkness. Allow more light in. Mm. And you're getting the help. The fact that you wrote this email is very healing. And you know that you are helping yourself in the asking. You've tried every avenue possible. Okay, that's okay. You know, it's like shopping for clothes. You have to keep finding the thing that's comfortable, that fits right. It's fine. Don't give up. You say you can't get a grip. No, it's just you don't like those clothes. That's okay. I had to find the modality that worked for me, and the way that I channel really isn't that similar to other channels out there, and I've embraced the fact that it's kind of my own way of doing it. So create your own way of doing it. There's no right or wrong. When you're talking about for 3 months that you wake up every night between 3 and 4, and I'll have Elisa get more into this, very powerful with the number 3. I know that's the Ascended Masters, and I believe communication, but I'm going to leave that to Elisa. Nervous, panic, lost, scared. Oh, yeah, girl. Absolutely. That means you're on the right track. You need help, you're getting help. You say that you need help a bunch of times in this. You say, it's getting to the point I can't live with this fight within myself anymore. Well, you imagine your internal self waving a white flag. There's no fight. You're fighting yourself. You're fighting yourself, girl. Wave that white flag. Just breathe. You don't need to know all the answers. Just breathe. You're taking care of 5 beautiful children. Take care of yourself. Cut yourself a break, beautiful. You want to encompass all this without forgetting my personal beliefs of God. You're not going to forget nothing, honey. If you believe in God, which is beautiful, then give it to God. Let God do God's job. Okay? And that's where you turn to. And perhaps it's time to originate the belief system. For there's no judgment here. Okay? This is all, I already know that this the energy is turning for you a little bit, that it's a little softer. Okay, Elisa, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you mentioned the 3, and yes, 3 factors in very much so for you, Jennifer, because not only is it a 3 personal year for you as of your birthday in December, but it's also, that is your path in this lifetime, your whole birth date, because I did check online to check on this particular email.
Good.
Your birth date equals a 3 as well. So it, not only is it your path in this lifetime, it's also the major influence for this year through December. So 3 is a number of communication and expression. And I think this is where, just from what I'm judging from the email and the things that you've shared with us, is that I guess part of what I'm feeling is there are, you would call it a block or a pull, and I agree with Elizabeth that it's a pull. But if there's any block, it's also you kind of. Well, I don't know if that's right or not. And I feel like there's a disconnect with what I'm getting is a picture of it's like a transparency that you're putting over another picture, and you're trying to line it up, almost like you want to trace it, but you can see everything, but it's not lining up. And so you're trying to make it fit. It's like trying to make a puzzle piece fit that doesn't belong in that puzzle. It's the right puzzle piece for something, but that's not it. And I kind of feel like the things that you finally are allowing in, that you're understanding and you're getting, and you're trying to you are assimilating them to a point. But what's tripping you up, I feel, are things that you may have been taught to believe in the past that aren't quite in line with what you now know to be true, and trying to reconcile that because it causes doubt. I mean, you know, if your mother said, you know, don't cross the road, and all of a sudden something that you see is across the road, you don't know if you should go or not. You don't want to betray anybody who taught you, someone that you really trust and love and believe in, and yet it's something that you see, and you need to check it out for yourself. And so there's something now, you're 36 years old, you have to give yourself permission to check it out. And so, because you've been doing it already, and anytime there's any kind of major resistance, especially for some of these bigger issues, metaphysical issues, metaphysical meaning beyond physical. Mm-hmm. So these are things that are so, but it's universal, and yet because we have our own little form of understanding and our own physical form of understanding and our own viewpoint, however we were brought up, and it sounds, you know, for you, Jennifer, that religion does factor in, or at least a sense of spirituality. And again, this is just what I'm feeling, and I know you're in the chat room, so there may be something there you can tell us a little bit more about, but you're just trying to reconcile and have the pictures fit. And in some cases, you may have to let go of pictures just to kind of start afresh and to allow the expressions to go through. And that is a lot of internal work, and you're doing a lot of internal work already, but the physical manifestations of you, it's showing of resistance. And so at some point, you're resisting what you now know to be true, and you're just trying to make it fit. You're trying to make it fit again, and now is a good time to, if you're picturing little cracks, go ahead and let it break open. It's okay. And I'm meaning this in a very symbolic way, because you're growing, you are expanding, and now so the person and the soul known as Jennifer is a lot wiser and knows a lot more. But you're still trying to make it fit in this mold of this is who I showed everybody else. So I don't know if I'm ready to show other people just yet, or even see it in yourself. Really, even look in the mirror and realize, wow, look how far I've come. And you know, you don't have to have all the answers, but you are having a lot of experiences that you're trying to reconcile. And it's not so much that we have to say, yes, you're fine, although we will say that, because you're doing fine. You may not feel fine, but you are doing fine. It's the process of growing. And you don't stop just because you've got, you've got other stuff to do. You're always growing. And the beauty of it is, because you're asking for help, you are going to get it, and it's not just through these venues, through shows like this or connecting with people like this, but it's just the beginning. The more you are in tune to let that expression flow out of you, this is how law of attraction works. So now you're going to start connecting with other people, and it is, it's showing who you are, and it is to some degree showing how vulnerable you could be, and yet the more you allow that joy of, wow, this is who I am, to flow through, versus, oh, I hope no one looks at me like a freak because that's who I am, then the quality of the vibration and the frequency of the people that you're going to come in contact with, who will get that and will understand it and will welcome you, that becomes greater and greater. I just feel like there's something there that you haven't quite been able to reconcile, that you haven't, you're still trying to get the answer, and you already have at least an answer. But you're fighting it, you're trying to reshape it into something, and it doesn't need to be reshaped. It just needs to be accepted, much like you just need to be accepted into, you know, whatever it is you're going through. And any of the pain, any of the discomfort, it is just temporary. It's it's like a breaking in phase. Like you get new shoes and then you love them. They're beautiful, but man, they hurt. You know, they're not going to hurt forever. They could, I guess, if you don't wear them. If you don't do anything with them, then anytime you put them on, they're going to hurt. The thing is, you can't second guess yourself and say, well, is it the right size? Yes, it's the right size. It's the right style. It's the right color. You just have to put them on, and you got to walk around in them. And the more you get comfortable with the way this particular shoe feels, then the better. You just have to use it. You have to use it. You have to feel comfortable using it. So yep. The number three does factor in because it's energy. Three is energy that just has to spread out. It can't stay within. It has to be out there. It's got to connect with other people. This is your path. This is the influence you are in for the year. It's who you are. And I would also say, you know, obviously you're extremely extremely sensitive and extremely intuitive. And part of it is probably a doubting of, well, am I? Is it true? And the more you try playing 20 questions with yourself, you know, that's just, you know, more hoops you're putting up, you're going to get the answer. You know, it'll be showing you time and time again. And at some point, you're going to not resist that and just accept it. And then you can move on. It's like, okay, yeah, I do know those things. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Right.
You move on. You right. move on with those cool shoes you have on, too, you know. But it has to, the outlet has to be there. You have to create several different types of outlets because you have so much within you that is probably brilliant and probably ahead of the times, you know, for a lot of people who are around you. But the more you share these things, the more you're going to start connecting with people who can really appreciate it, who will probably help you as a mentor, not necessarily teach you, but there'll be mentors who can help you understand how this energy works for you. And a lot of it is just understanding the energy. And even, I'm sure you've probably done a lot of studying. You've probably, you know, it just sounds like you've had a lot of experiences. Revisit some of those with a more open and embracing viewpoint where, okay, it doesn't have to, nothing has to go against anything else. You know?
Right.
Nothing has to be like, well, if you're not toeing the line on this doctrine, then nothing else can fit in. You'd be surprised if you were to dig a little deeper in any type of, say, religious history, there's a lot that is omitted.
Mm-hmm.
It's been watered down over mm-hmm. the centuries just because, oh, well, we don't want to scare people.
Yeah,
a
lot of
mysticism. That's what they've been doing. There's a
yeah.
lot of, there's a lot of fear involved. And it's not meant to, in some cases, it's like your mom saying, well, don't cross the street because I don't want you to get hurt. But, you know, so it's meant in some way to be protection and to be in a very loving way. But at some point, when you get older and when you do realize, you know, it's okay to cross the street because you can come back, you know how to handle it, then it's okay. So this is you releasing some of your old paradigms from mm-hmm. when you were growing up so that it's not so much that you have to make it fit. You just have to see where it actually does flow, that the moment you can let go of, oh, it's got to be this way, the moment you can unclench that fist, you realize, wow, it flows pretty well. You know, it's effortless.
Very good.
That's what I get with that number three, Jennifer.
it's so perfect because it ties all in that. The three was so powerful, and then you just mm-hmm. really verified that. So all about the three. I don't know what part of the world she's in, but when I was listening to you, what came in is if she could find someone who is Doreen Virtue certifies people, they're angel therapy practitioners. And I think if you find someone that maybe you can work with, or even a medical intuitive, believe it or not, those are the two things that came in for me to share with you, Jennifer. Kind of in preparation to balance yourself and to not feel so cut off, and also you don't want to turn this into a serious illness.
Right.
So you're walking the line right now, okay? But that was great, Elisa. Everything you said was perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. And we do have a couple more callers who are in the queue, and I just want to give you that. But also, Jennifer, she said in the chat room, you ladies are spot on, lots of resistance for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in channeling, and I do feel that I have an entity that's been trying to reach me.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yes, I'm trying to fit them all. So, yes.
Jennifer, you remind me in some aspects a little bit of me when I was like, oh my God, I can't do that. I'm crazy. What's up? Like, oh, yes, I when I read your email, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's a channel. So interesting. You just take this in, you breathe this in. I'm going to channel in a couple of minutes, and just stay with the show and let us know how you're doing, okay? But this is the first step to lightening this vibration for you. Oh, it takes a channel to know one, girl. Mm-hmm. All right, congratulations. Okay.
Yes.
Congratulations.
It's an exciting time. It's going to be a really exciting time. It already is. It's just now you know that you can lift that resistance at any moment into any degree that you feel comfortable.
Right.
So
baby steps.
You're always going to get help. The moment you ask for it, you're always going to get help.
Yep. Baby steps. Okay. So how many calls do we have in the queue?
Actually, we have three people who have raised their hand.
Oh.
Now, so.
I hate turning callers down. So let's do it.
We'll see what we can do. So callers, just a heads up. You know, we normally do our channeling, a channeled message near the tail end of the show, and we're getting close to the tail end of the show. So as concise as you can be, we appreciate you calling. But let me go ahead and
absolutely.
Get to you. Area code 780. Hi, you're on the air with Alisa and Elizabeth. Who is this?
It's Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. What's
Jay
up?
From Canada.
What's in Canada? Oh, I think it's pretty cool right now. So,
how's the drumming going?
Drumming's going pretty. You remember me? I was going pretty good. I actually did some drumming yesterday. So, call me down again and get in with the spirit again. So, I went to a round dance after too. So, it's really interesting that I, when I was there with my friends that I haven't seen for a while, it almost felt like I did my work there and got to move on, and this feels that way sometimes, you know. So
your energy.
Except for my elder.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, just because when we get callers that are repeat callers like yourself, we can kind of track how their vibration is, and I have to say, there's something a lot lighter about you this time. So what's on your mind? Because we're slightly pressed for time. What's going on, hon?
Okay, sure. I was curious about next month. I have actually a drumming circle. Oh, I got to tell you about my law of attraction story real quick.
Okay.
Actually, I did actually, I had about 2 weeks ago, I had one person sign up for my drumming course.
Right.
And I said, well, I just put it out there. I had this feeling like I visualized first.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I usually do now. I visualize first, and I have a feeling of five people being there. So I got five people now on my drumming course for next month. So
yay.
That's actually a very good thing.
Congratulations. That's beautiful.
It's really and it's really great because I actually have three guys and two women there. See? Which is really interesting.
And we said more guys were going to come.
Yeah.
You wanted more guys. You wanted more guys.
Oh, yeah, because I love for guys to open up. So really, really interesting.
That's,
uh-huh.
That's great. So what's the question about next month?
Next month, there's lots of stuff happening energetically. Probably going to find out on your channel, but we got I'm going to be basically, my drumming course is going to be basically in the midst of probably earth changes going on and solar stuff going on, because we got some eclipses coming up, I think on June 1st and June 15th, and we got summer solstice on the 21st.
Right.
So just wonder how that is going to affect my drumming workshop.
It's going to be great.
But also, how's it going to affect most people? Because I'm an Aries, so how's it going to affect me for next month? I'm just curious.
What I'm getting real quick about this, Jay, is that there's something very grounding in the process of drumming. And what I'm getting is, in a past life, you must have been some sort of shaman. And you must have had I'm seeing some ties with the Indians. I don't know if that resonates for you, but I'm getting images of Indians in the wilderness somewhere, and you were a shaman. So what I would say during those energy periods where it's very concentrated, like the dates that you just mentioned, I would kind of step out of Jay, who's in this life right now, and really make it for yourself. Take advantage of the energy, because it's actually going to help you and those that are in your drumming circle that you sort of take advantage of the vibration that's accessible on the planet, and it's almost that you are looking through the eyes from that past life. And for every lifetime, my understanding is that our physical bodies change, but we have the same eyes. So that you use your eyes as the filter for those shamanic strands of DNA that reside within you. Okay, that's what they gave me. So that's what I give you. Okay, and I needed to be brief. And go ahead, Elisa.
Well, Jay, was your birthday the 24th of March?
Yep, it is.
It is, okay. So, yeah, you're in a 9 personal year. I think we talked about that. So next month, it's still it's June, and it's the number 6 month, and I think it's interesting, you know, if you get 6 people in your class, you know, half and half, 3 girls, 3 guys. You're just going to, any time they have those powerful influences with eclipses and of course with midsummer, that's just always a big, huge celebration of, you know, celebrating the longest Is it the longest day of the year or something like that? It's So I feel you already know what you want to do with it, and I think that's the important part. Is you know 6 has to do with community, with family, and so I think this is you building your network and your community and I guess in the broader sense, you know, the metaphysical community, because you're bringing in other people as well who may not be so familiar with some of the deeper aspects of drumming and that form of expression and that form. Yeah, it's a form of expression. But there's a lot of power in these drumming circles. So I think it's interesting that Elisabeth is telling you, maybe get in touch with that part of yourself that understands the Native American influences, particularly during the month of June, because those are powerful periods of time, and however you want to work it, it really is up to you. You know, I think we both can feel that, you know, you're going to make it work as best as you can, and you're going to have fun with it. And so all the things you've been talking about wanting to increase your drumming business, so to speak, and to be able to do more classes and have bigger classes, go ahead and put those things out there. And you don't have to wait till those eclipses. You can start, obviously you're doing it now, but especially during the eclipses, be very mindful of the things that you said you wanted to be creating and to experience, because obviously you work with the power, it's going to be there.
Yep. So true.
Good for you, drummer boy.
Well, we're excited. Drummer. I know, we're excited for you. We're so glad that
good
those
for you,
things
sweetie.
Are going so well.
And we so love it that you know, that you're part of our community here and you stay in touch with us. And I can totally feel a lighter shift in your vibration just talking to you now compared to before. So you're definitely keep moving in the direction you're moving in. You're doing great.
Well, thank you very much for the encouragement.
Honey.
For the rest of your show.
Thank you. Stay in touch with us. Okay.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. So who do we have in the queue, hon?
We got area code 519. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elisabeth. Who's this?
Hi, Elisa and Elisabeth. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Is this the Jennifer that we just we're dealing with the email?
No.
Okay, different Jennifer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Good. it's a few of us. It was a popular
name
in 1970.
Yes, it is. So real quick, we asked for your permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
And what's your date of birth? We just need the month and day.
April 3rd.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I feel a real disconnect between my physical self and my spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be connecting. Do you have any tips on how I could maybe bring them together and on the same page?
Stop thinking about it in your cognitive mind. Connect to your breath more. Guided meditations, I think, would help you as opposed to you trying to do the work. What are your sleep patterns like? How are you sleeping?
Oh, my sleep is fine. Once I'm down, I'm usually dead until
that's good.
First thing in the morning. Yeah.
That's good. So I would say find something. There's apps on iTunes. There's all these. You can listen to one of my channels from a previous show, whatever. Find something that resonates with you. And also, just before you go to bed, just set the intention that you are whole, perfect, and complete, because you are. It's your cognitive brain just needs to shut down a little bit more the way it does when you go to bed. But there's no separation here. It's just dealing with energies that are new to you that are trying to come in. And this is happening to a lot of people right now. And I'm going to throw this over because we're pressed for time. I'm going to throw this over to Elisa, but keep listening because I think that it's going to be clear by the time you're done listening to the show.
Okay. Yeah, Jennifer, you're an Aries, so certainly there's a lot of forward moving action you want to do, and it's true. When we start focusing on the things that we don't have, and we don't feel like we're comparing. Well, I should be this way, and how come I don't feel this? The more you focus on that, that's more of what you're going to continue to feel. So in telling you to do some guided meditations where it's very similar to when you go to sleep, because when you're asleep, you're not in resistance. You're sleeping, you're resting, and a lot of things happen on that other level when you are finally not thinking about everything that you need to be on about, you know. So to do a guided meditation may be very helpful versus just trying to sit still and concentrating and doing, you know, let me think about my breathing, let me think about these things. You're just going to do it. The guided meditation allows you to focus on something. What I want you to do is, like, when you finally do rest, and I'm wondering also, you know, at some point, just think about if you have been dreaming about anything, but because I think those will be very interesting for you to pay attention to. But it just sounds like you just need to refocus on the things that you need to start recognizing about yourself and the things that you've already accomplished so far. It feels like a very, very tough comparison. You're being very hard on yourself. When you start paying attention and realizing, well, you know, these things are allowing, I'm allowing them to happen. I'm not going to try to dissect them too much. It's just, it's not a race. It's not, you're not trying to get an A from anybody. You're not trying to do anything. It's more of, you're trying to, again, talk about reconciliation, a reconciling or not even reconciling. I think it's letting your physical body catch up to the spiritual stuff that you've been doing. And a lot of times that happens when you are in a period, in a state of rest and a receptivity. And that happens mainly when you are in a meditative state or just a state of non-resistance. But the more you think about those words, that's like, oh, let me think of, am I doing it? It's like, just get out of your head. Get out of your head. You're fine. You're fine, Jennifer. It's just, you know, I think you, the number two is a personal year for this year, started on your birthday. And so this is about partnerships and cooperation. And in this sense, for an Aries like you, the number two in the personal year has to do with you being being more receptive. Two is a very receptive number. But it's also, we talk about partnerships. This is you connecting physical and spiritual. So this is where the rest period, the at rest, the receptive, just breathe it, woo-hoo, be nice. That's the sort of energy that will help fill in those spaces of doubt where you're
right.
Kind of kicking yourself. Okay, so
okay.
You're doing fine. Doing fine. It's just you're focusing on the stuff that you think is not there.
Right.
And you're making it a lot bigger than it really is, because no one's ever perfect. No one's ever like, oh, I've reached that. I am enlightened, you know. You could say it, but, you know, it makes it a little silly. Maybe you should say it. Maybe it's like, I am enlightened. And it's like, aha, you know, you got it, you know. Cape and everything, big shaft of light coming down. It's all good. Maybe you need that. Maybe you need some theme music. I don't know. I'm talking to an Aries here. You tell me.
Yeah.
You've got the fire. It's just, you know, make light of it. Make light of it. Enlighten
yourself.
Silly,
girl.
Make light of it. And you'll find that you're just going to give props to all the things you've already done, all the things you already know, all the things you've already experienced, and that you're doing fine.
Yeah, remember we started the show, we were very silly. Like, that's really beautiful energy. People, like, you know, people give silly a bad rap. Like, silly is the key. So keep listening, Jennifer, and there's certainly going to be something special in the channel inspired by this exchange. We so appreciate you, and keep listening, sweetheart. We have one more, right, Elisa?
We have two more, but we'll just go.
Call us. We love you, but you're cutting into
All right.
Okay, you know what? We're going to take these two, and then we're going to we do this all the time. Like we're the parents of we always give in to our kids. Yeah, we'll set the boundary better next Sunday. I just feel bad rejecting a call. So let's just knock out these two. No more calls after this. Okay.
All right. So this looks like a Skype caller. It's a 111111111 number. So just start talking because I'm pretty sure we'll know who it is. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking the call in spite of your time. Limit, good morning to both of you.
Hi,
good morning.
Who's
this?
This is Okis.
Oh, hi,
hey.
Okis.
Hey, Okis.
Okay, well, we know we have your permission because we've talked to you before. What's on your mind today?
Well, my birthday, my Earth Day, my coming to this planet day is tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's your birthday. So, Okis. It's your birthday.
Indeed. In every way, shape, and form, it is the day I came forth. And I'd just like you to look from that perspective. 5/23.
Okay, so I'm going to hand that to Alisa, but thank you for this because we'll put some of this in the mix for the channel, Okis, and that will be our birthday present to you. So I'll let you just deal with the number part of it, Alisa.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Yeah.
Thank you, beautiful.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday. And your personal year starting tomorrow is it goes from a number four energy to a number five energy. So this is a period now where all the work you've been doing on the past year, which was, you know, indicated by the number four, you finally get to do it. You get all these plans you've been making. It's like you've been talking to the cosmic travel agent. I want to do these things. I want to take this trip. I want to, you know, visit these places. And the number five personal year kicking in is now saying, okay, here's your ticket. Here, you know, hope you packed your bags. You're ready to go. And you're going to go. So this is you experiencing the things that you said you wanted to experience. These are from the plans you've made. It's gone from just in a thought, an idea, to something you've written out on paper, to now you're going to be doing it. You're going to be experiencing it. And I mentioned trips because five is about travel and adventure and experiencing. So it could be a physical trip. It could be obviously the cosmic trips that you'll be taking. But it's a much lighter energy than the energy you've been in, which requires you to be more serious, a little more responsible, a little more on the practical side. And five is now saying, okay, I'm going, you know, it's enough reading, enough theorizing, this is me feeling it in my bones, this is, you know, these are the things I want to do. So I have a feeling you've planned some really fun things. You're very artistic person, from what I remember. You've got a lot of stuff going on,
yes.
A lot of great energy.
She's the queen.
So,
that's
right.
Yes.
That's right.
She's got that queen energy. No, she's the queen. Yeah.
So you are just gearing yourself up for a lot of fun adventure. I feel like there will be some really big things that are happening because that's what you've asked for. You want big things. You've asked for it, and you don't deal with small potatoes here. You're ready for it, and so I'm excited. I'm expecting to hear back.
Thank you.
Set up these little postcards.
Thank you.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Keep listening, sweetheart, because you're inspiring some of the energies that will be coming in the channel in a couple of minutes. And I believe we have one last call, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so this is the last call, people, and we love you, and we can't say no. We can't say no. Let's go ahead and take this.
Area code 608, you're on the air with Alisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Oh, we can't hear that.
Hello?
Sorry, caller.
Uh-oh. Well,
No, sorry. We love you, but we can't hear you, and we got to go.
Yeah.
Love you.
Uh-oh. All right.
Try again.
Hello?
We can't, no.
Oh, my gosh. That's I can't hear anything.
We can't. Okay. Sorry, caller. So we're going to.
That's maybe the sign.
Yeah, that's a sign. So we love you guys. Technical issues with the last caller. But
we're
back.
What I would say is, caller, if you would like to just send us an email or try again on, we have to actually look at the date, the time for Tuesday. I won't be able to make it that evening, but we'll talk about it off the air.
Oh, okay.
But,
we'll figure it out.
You can,
we're back
you
on.
Can send us send us an email, loablend@gmail.com, and we can try to get to you that way on our next show. Okay? Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry. And we're on three. We're on three times a week, and we're sorting our schedule. Usually it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. But if you follow the show or you check out the Universal Energy homepage on Block Talk, that will let you guys know when our next show is. Okay? So we apologize, caller, with technical issues, but we couldn't hear you. Oh, my goodness. All right. So... It's so great, the expansion of all the activity we've been getting from all our lovely listeners and callers and emails. So I want to just name those who've participated, and that would be, I hope I don't miss anybody, Amelia, Ross, Terry, a couple of anonymous people through emails that we want to protect their privacy, a couple of you guys, Vira, Jennifer from the U.S., Jennifer from Canada, Lynette, Jay, and Okis, and all of you guys, we so appreciate you. So the channel's message is for everybody, and we just appreciate you being part of this wonderful opportunity that we can share with you. And I'm just going to take a little bit of water. And bring the collective in. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'd like to get started with this message to all of you who are listening at whatever point and time you are listening to this, for there is form that does not exist, and there is time which does not exist. So whenever this reaches you, that is the present time, space, and reality that makes this live and active. And we would like for you to imagine that your free hand is holding a few imaginary items that will be receptors for the energy coming in. And we would like for you to imagine an emerald green heart as if it's a multifaceted crystal or precious gem, for this will be the conduit for Archangel Raphael, who is requesting to transmit energy to those who consent to receive it. So place that imaginary, multifaceted, crystallized heart in the palm of your free hand. Also, place a version of what you would imagine to be your guide or your angel. The form is not important. It is the energy and your awareness of that dynamic is important. So whatever shape or form that this takes or doesn't take, place the energy of that in the palm of your hand next to this energy of Archangel Raphael in the form of the crystallized emerald green heart. And then the third and final item or energy that we suggest that you place in your free palm would be a beautiful gold locket in any shape that pleases you. And inside of this locket, it has two images. For the locket has room when you open it. It has two halves that form the whole of this precious locket. And one image would be the image of you as a newborn child. And the other image would be the image of your choice of someone that has passed over into the physical that you feel and perceive that you have lost in the physical, for they are no longer experiencing the physical life with you, but you truly have not lost them. It's just that they have entered a lighter form of existence, and they are no longer physical roaming the earth as you do, but they are certainly with you. So place that image alongside the image of you as a newborn. And imagine that you are closing this precious gold locket shut and placing it in your free palm with your emerald heart-shaped precious crystal emanating the energy of Archangel Raphael alongside the image of your guide or your guardian angel alongside your locket. And now gently, without any tension, close your free palm to contain these energy frequencies. And with your permission, breathe this transmission in now. With a few cleansing breaths, in whatever way is comfortable for you. For now, you are ready to be grounded, to now take a journey within your internal realms of yourself. And you are ready to see this with eyes that have a more refined lens. For many of you, and this is perfect and this is all right, many of you are traversing this journey, stumbling through this labyrinth, blindfolded. Well, that's how it works in stages. Your eyes are still closed, but the blindfold is removed. For you see when you are ready, and it is in stages. So congratulations that you are now entering a more refined stage, yet your eyes, and they need to be right now, remain closed. But there is an ease to your step. There is a forward motion. There is a buoyancy. For internally, you now see what is being released. This is why your eyes need to be closed right now. For what is being released are the nerve endings and are the thoughts and are the false beliefs and the judgments and the traumas, which without you knowing any better, and this is all right, there is no judgment, you have participated in contributing to the trauma almost in the same way that an adolescent in the physical who doesn't know any better is so overwhelmed with all the energy and the changes and the hormones and the pressures rushing in of life being in the physical at that stage. Sometimes, in order to feel alive, self-inflicted pain occurs in the form of cutting the physical skin, in the form of creating physical trauma, for there is no outlet. You are no longer in that adolescent phase, in your dwelling place, in the multidimensional phases of the darker aspects of yourself. You're ready to embrace that. This is why you have removed the blindfold. But just as importantly, this is why your eyes, we gently suggest, must remain shut right now. And you can still traverse the path, but gingerly, gently, and slowly. This is stepping into a lighter place while you are in acceptance of the past, in acceptance of the wounds, to embrace what the trauma has gifted you. This allows you to course through the energy shifts and not drown in them, you are able to take oxygen. You are able to break the surface of the water. You are not going anywhere. You are not drowning. You are not being capsized by the waves of the turbulent storm of the oceans of life in the physical. You are traveling through realms. You are new to exploring, and therefore you are learning to manage with love those things and people who are energy drains. Keep your eyes shut. Don't open them yet. Contain yourself. Release what has been draining to you. Release the boulders of what has been the illusion of what has been cutting you off to source. You are never cut off from source. The illusions create that virtual dream. And you can shift it and navigate it any way that leads you to a better feeling place. And the gift of these obstacles is that it allows you to literally run into your angels, to literally hit with your head, so to speak, the signposts that are telling you you are fine. This is a treasure map. This is a puzzle to navigate. You take one step after another, and as your DNA is being recoded, you are getting the answers to the code of what's going on now with your eyes shut. Release not having all the answers. Release the built-up resistance. Release the things that may be so overwhelming that they are out picturing themselves in physical unrest. And in bouts of illness, you can get through this. Release this with the breath now, with cleansing breaths, to ground you and to guide you into elevating this energy. You will not forget what you came here to remember. There are opportunities all around you, and that is the life force in all the energies coming in. There are no internal battles, but that energy that looks like that is exactly what you need to embrace to ground you into the lighter realms of your soul's journey. There is no division. You are not cut off from source. But what we gently suggest is that you cognitively accept with your conscious brain that you are in partnership with your divine self. Celebrate your time in the physical and know and understand that every energy shift is the most beautiful cosmic rebirth. And it is nothing to run away from. It is nothing to be afraid of. You are so strong in ways that aren't even conscious. You are still here. You have not been capsized by the waves of trauma and contrast. If anything, you are now learning to incorporate these lighter energy shifts, because that is the result of surviving all of this. You know as well as we do that you are not going anywhere. You know as clearly as we do that you are quite clear in standing receptive to your divine good. You know as well as we do that you can take what contrast has to offer, for the gift of that is the foresight, is the wisdom, is the clairvoyance, is the healing that you are able to generate to heal yourself and others should you choose. There is no deadline. There is no report card. There is no employee evaluation. There is no corporate headquarters. There is no form. There is no structure. There is you. There is your breath. There is that beautiful heart, that sacred heart, pumping life into you. And if you are still here, there is a reason why you came here. We'd like you to breathe this in, to accept the energetic frequencies that are being transmitted from the beginning of this message. We'd like you now to open that palm that contained the heart, the crystallized emerald heart, representing the healing energies of Archangel Raphael. We'd like you to consider the energy of your guides or your angels represented in the way that you had them represented in the palm of your hand, and to also consider the golden locket holding and housing the images of yourself as a newborn, as an infant, and containing the energy of someone that is no longer in the physical, but who you knew in the physical. Breathe this in. We'd now like you to now open your physical eyes and to look at that palm that is containing these energies. And we'd like you to breathe in a connection. And we'd like you to quietly say to yourself, I love and accept the adventure of my life exactly as it is now. I love myself and the adventure of my life exactly as it is now. Take that free hand and place it on your heart and slowly nod your head yes in acceptance of the beauty of who you are right now. And smile that goofy, silly little smile. For silly is a precious resource. We love you very much. And until we speak again, we bless you. We thank you. And we like being silly with you. Thank you so much.
We love being silly with you too. That's amazing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm hoping everyone else had a chance to really pay attention and listen, because that's something I'm going to obviously do again later on this afternoon, later on today. That I'd be interested to hear what people thought of with the person who had passed over that they thought of in their locket. Because I know mine was a mix of both of my grandmothers.
Oh, that's great.
I automatically thought one grandmother that I usually dream about, and then I thought, but wait a minute, I already have a connection with her. What about this other one? You know, so.
And there's room for as many as you want in there, of course.
I know.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, the show has definitely grown and expanded. Lately, it's been beautiful. I think it's been very evident of the energies of expansion that have been coming in for everybody. So definitely more to come. We have to sort out our schedule. So hopefully you follow the show and you'll get an email alert. Or if not, please check out the Universal Energy Radio homepage for all of the shows scheduled, including our own. There's shows 5 days a week. If not more than 5 days a week, maybe 6 days a week at this point. And Alisa, I'll have you sign us off on.
All right. Well, thank you very much. If you have any, if you want to check out information on Elizabeth, her website is www.elizabill.com. That's ElizaBill.com. She has free content, downloaded channels that you can get. And my website is someofyou.com. That's SUMOFYOU.com for information on numerology and just my blend of what I do. We will be back on again on some point on Tuesday. I don't know if it'll be a morning or evening. If it's evening, you'll probably have someone filling in for me, probably my cousin Anna. But also Anna will have her show on tomorrow morning, 8:30. I believe that is Hanging in the Vortex. But we'll see. We'll see what she has, but definitely check us out. We really appreciate you. For those of you who are calling or in the chat room, we didn't get to you. Drop us a line, loablend@gmail.com. We love that the shows are getting so full, but just keep in mind, we do try to keep it about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, like on Sundays, and we can't always get with you via chat because, I'm actually the only one here working behind the scenes, so I'm actually trying to juggle quite a few things and keep up with the conversation. So that being said, I'm glad all of you are here. The rapture didn't affect any of you, if you're listening, that's good. Continue to be as joyful and as silly as you can, and enjoy where you are right now. I appreciate you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Thanks for your people with that wonderful imagery and the great channel. I'm hoping this helped a lot of you. I know it helped me. I didn't have a particular question today either. So thank you all, and we will see you again very soon.
We'll see you very soon. Love to you guys. Take care.
Love
Have
you
a great
all.
Day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.